25. Edict of Holy Roman Emperor Ferdinand II, 1627. Gypsies were persecuted throughout the Holy Roman Empire from the 16th century onwards. This document sanctions the removal of Zigeuner from Lower Austria, with landowners instructed to take all their possessions. After so many orders and warnings, the edict states, the gypsies should not go unpunished. Visits of gypsies to German cities in the early 15th century saw them given alms as pilgrims and accredited travellers. Late in that century, though, they were kept outside the walls of German city-states. There were exceptions. A gypsy woman was allowed to enter Cologne to cure a sick noblewoman. The banishment and punishment of gypsies became the norm up to the end of the 18th century, as early modern Europe came to terms with new ideas about insiders and outsiders, states, bureaucracy, and managing populations, beliefs, and labour. Gypsies were accused of being spies for rival powers, and entry bans were passed with drastic punishments. An edict in 1501 demanded that all gypsies leave the empire's territory by Easter. After that deadline, they could be caught and killed by any other citizen. The ineffectiveness of these measures in banishing gypsies altogether led to more and more draconian measures. 17th century legislation was especially harsh. In 1571, Frankfurt am Main once more legalised the killing of gypsies. Much of this legislation was unenforced, but gypsy groups were persistently moved on from state to state, or conscripted against their will into armies and galleys. Scholars of German gypsy history have hesitated to draw a straight line from this early modern treatment to the Nazi genocide of Roma and Sinti people in the 20th century, but it is clear to see that the European treatment of gypsy minorities has, for centuries, been dehumanising, murderous, and shameful. The text of Ferdinand II's edict, on display here, states, "To residents of Lower Austria, gypsies who are wandering around together with their accomplices should not, by day nor night, be given shelter or lodging, but should be moved immediately from the district and out of the land. In our experience, these gypsy bands are to be found in significant numbers with firearms and all kinds of weaponry in different places, and even carry out robbery and plundering and do great damage to our poor subjects. We, as the governor, are not minded to permit this at all. It is our earnest desire and command that where any such gypsies are found in the land, anyone who has a court and is a landowner, you remove them from your district. Give them shelter in no manner, day or night, and in the case of any resistance or committing of crimes, you should imprison them and deal with them according to what they deserve. You should take the gypsies' possessions so that you incur no expenses. The gypsies should not go unpunished after so many orders and warnings."